A year after I was ordained a priest, the bishop sent me back to school to study canon law. Apparently, I had not learned enough in the seminary, and so the bishop sent me back to study at Catholic University of America to learn a little more. It's like catching a fish that's too small to keep. You throw it back in and let it get bigger, and then you catch it and eat it. The bishop was not yet ready to fry me up and eat me yet. While I was in Washington, D.C., I got to tour the U.S. Capitol building and see the House Chamber, the large ornate hall where the House of Representatives meets. It was breathtaking to be in that room, standing where presidents deliver their State of the Union address and where our country's laws are discussed and debated and decreed. But something surprising struck me along the walls of that hallowed room. There are reliefs of 23 of the greatest lawmakers in all human history, such as Hammurabi and Napoleon I and Thomas Jefferson. But one relief is different from all the other 22. You see, 22 of the reliefs only have a side portrait, as if you were seeing them from their shoulder and see only half their face. But one showed his full face, as if you were seeing him from the front. The full face was that of Moses, the greatest lawgiver of all time, who gave us not human laws, but divine laws, the Ten Commandments. But I believe Moses did more than just give us a list of laws to obey, like Gaius and Maimonides did. Moses taught us that we can only be fully human when our lives are rooted in God. Only if we know God can we fully know ourselves. In other words, only if we have a relationship with God will we see our full face. Otherwise, we only see ourselves as a side portrait. Only half of us do we know. You see, when man is cut off from God, he not only does not know God, he really does not know himself. Without God, man is only half himself. The first reading today presents precisely this dramatic moment in Moses' life, his first encounter with God in the burning bush, and really an encounter with himself. Notice how the story reveals not only God's identity, but also Moses' identity. First, Moses asks God for his name, and God replies, "This is what you shall tell the Israelites, I am sent me to you." God's name is that great and mysterious I am who am, a name so holy to the Jews that they never even say it out loud. They don't even whisper it. It is symbolized by four letters, YHWH. By the way, that was the first four-letter word you should not say. But notice that God's identity is not all that's hanging in the balance in this sacred scene. Moses also asks, "But who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Moses asks God, in effect, "Who am I?" Because he knows that only God can fully answer that question, because God made him. Indeed, through his interaction with God in the remaining 37 chapters of Exodus, God reveals Moses' deepest identity as the humblest man on earth, as it says in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. You see, Moses not only came to know God in the burning bush, Moses also came to know himself. He saw his full face in the face of God. One day, a boy was sitting on a park bench with one hand resting on an open Bible. He was loudly exclaiming his praise to God, "Hallelujah! God is great. Shortly after, a man came along who had just graduated from college, feeling very enlightened. He was eager to educate the naive young boy. He asked him why he was so happy. The boy said, "Don't you have any idea what God is able to do? I just read that God opened the waves of the Red Sea and led the whole nation of Israel right through the middle." The man laughed a little, sat down next to the boy to help him open his eyes to the reality of so-called miracles in the Bible. He said, "That can all be explained because modern scholarship has shown that the Red Sea in that area was only about 10 inches deep at that time. It was not a problem for the Israelites to wade right across." The boy was stumped. His eyes wandered from the man back to the Bible on his lap. The man, content that he had enlightened the poor, ignorant boy, got up to go. All of a sudden, the boy began to rejoice, even louder than before. The man asked, "Why are you so happy?" The boy said, "God is greater than I thought. Not only did he lead the nation of Israel through the Red Sea, he topped it off by drowning the whole Egyptian army in just 10 inches of water." I guess that college graduate needed to go back to school again to learn a little bit more. He was still a small fish. He needed to learn that without God, you are only half yourself. Today, as I mentioned, I'm here to talk about Trinity Junior High and to encourage you to send your children there, or at least to learn a little bit more about this extraordinary school. Of course, we have superior academics. Our Quiz Bowl team just won the state championship. By the way, they've won it 11 out of the last 12 years. The year they didn't win is when we didn't compete. We have excellent extracurricular activities like band and cheer and dance and basketball. We just hired a new football coach, Coach John Vitale, to be the new head football coach. He's been the head football coach at Van Buren High School. We're blessed with dedicated and driven teachers and St. Scholastica sisters on the same campus who pray for us daily. But our biggest blessing is that God is in the classroom. Every day begins with a prayer. We have Mass every Tuesday, confession twice a year. Actually, the students need confession every week. About 2 weeks ago, right here in your own church, Sacred Heart, I led an annual retreat for all the students. You know, each teenage student asks himself or herself the same burning question that Moses did. Who am I? And Trinity Junior High is like the burning bush where God answers each student back in their hearts, revealing their deepest identity. Of course, at other schools, students learn math and science and history and economics and play football and volleyball. But only in a Catholic school do they learn who they are. They will see their full face. Every other school will only show them a side profile. Without God, you only know half yourself. By the way, do you know where that full face profile of Moses is placed in the house chamber? It is on the wall directly opposite from where the president stands when he delivers his State of the Union address. Moses and the president face each other. It's a not so subtle reminder to each commander-in-chief that the only lawgiver who has a full face is Moses. Because Moses knew God, he knew himself. That's something the president and each one of us should keep in mind whenever we ask ourselves the question, who am I? Praised be Jesus Christ.